Our guest today on Let's Talk Pella is Pella City Administrator Mike Nardini.
Mike, thank you so much for taking some time and joining us again today. We appreciate it.
Shaylin, once again, thanks for having me today.
And at the council meeting last night, the council went ahead and approved some contracts, some relatively large contracts, again, for some more improvements, some more changes to our electrical system as we get ready for this big switch coming up next year. And I guess we'll start with the West Generating Plant stack extension project. If you could just give us a little bit of background on that and let us know what council decided last night.
Sure, Shaylin. What council did last night is they awarded a contractor to White's Industrial that they have offices in Des Moines and Cedar Rapids for the amount of $483,000. For our diesel plant stack extension project. And essentially what this project is, Shaylin, is we're going to be raising the stack heights on the 14 stacks out of the diesel plant from 50 feet up to 65 feet. And this improvement is important for the listeners to understand. This improvement is being required by the Iowa Department of Natural Resources. It's a part of the city's air quality permit issue that we have. And so this is to be in compliance with our permit limits, but essentially it's raising the stacks 15 feet in height. White's was the low bidder on the project, the amount of $483,000. And the good news from the city's perspective is the contract bids were substantially under the engineer's estimate of $872,000. So from the city's perspective, it was very good news on the bid outcome, and council did approve the contract. Substantial completion for the project is set for March 1st of next year.
And important to keep this facility in proper regulation because, again, it plays a big role in our switch to Missouri River Energy Services.
Absolutely, Shaylin. And for the listeners to understand, that connection is next April when the city transitions over to Missouri River Energy Services. The diesel plant will be the city's primary backup in the event one of our transmission lines is down or we need to operate it. But furthermore, when you look at that contract with Missouri River, there is a substantial payment coming to the city of Pella for capacity out of that plant. In order to qualify for that capacity payment to be utilized by Missouri River as backup for their needs as well, we need to be in compliance with our air permit standards as well. So that's another reason for justification for the project as well. But it fits well into the city and is a key component, rather, of the city's electrical strategical plans in the long term.
All right, very good. And along those same lines, again, I know we're looking at some changes at the Clark Street substation, and as we get ready to sort of power down the coal-fired power plant in Pella, we're looking at moving some things to that station. And what can you tell us about that?
Yeah, what council approved last night is they approved engineering contract with our electrical engineer, who's Dwyle Grant Record, for the amount of $305,000, and what that was for design services for the Clark Street substation project. And essentially what this project's going to be doing, Shaylin, is once we transition over to Missouri River, and as you said, power down literally the power plant, we need to move circuits out of the power plant into a substation. Now, to move the circuits requires a new substation at some point in time. And really the urgency with this project is we're looking at is if we can get the project done by December of 2012, we won't have to heat the plant for the winter of 2013, which is a substantial savings for the city. And also by building the new substation and moving the circuits and the switch gear out of there and placing it in the new substation, it will allow the city to proceed with decommissioning of the power plant and removal of the plant from the site at the city council's choosing. So that's a little bit about the project, but once again, the contract was for engineering services with Dwyle Grant Record, and we're hopefully, if everything goes well with that contract, we'll be looking at taking bids for that project next spring.
And so, again, just moving along with this, and when we get to next spring and we start looking at moving some of these services, how's that process going to go? Are there going to be parts from the power plant that are sold off? How is that going to work?
Yeah, Shaylin, that's a big project in and of itself. And with the power plant and that whole decommissioning process itself, as the city will council will be addressing that in the upcoming months as well. But what we will be doing is looking at decommissioning the power plant at some point in the future. But you're absolutely right. There's several valuable assets in our power plant that will have to be considered separately by the city council and will be addressed at future meetings for that.
All right, very good. And also last night, the council spent some time discussing more developments, more studies being made about the I-80 corridor. We're talking about now the area sort of between Oskaloosa and Pella and trying to get some access to Interstate 80 and regional airports and all this business. And if you could just sort of fill us in a little bit about what the council discussed last night.
Yes, it was a hot topic last night, Shaylin. And, you know, the listeners may or may not be aware, but we're currently in the process of conducting a study for a better access from the Lake Red Rock area in Pella specifically up to Interstate 80. And as the listeners know, or anyone around this neck of the woods knows, that access to 80 at Interstate 80 is extremely difficult from this point. And when you factor in the amount of jobs and employment in the Pella area, access to 80 is critical to maintaining our employment base, not only now, but well into the future going forward. The preliminary study that we've had in the location study that we are conducting based off the numbers from the Pella area and the Red Rock area suggest a route straight north of Pella up to Interstate 80 is the most feasible route there and the most practical based on the statewide traffic model that we've conducted. That analysis, basically, if you were to look at the County Line Road and go up north to exit 174, which I believe is the kill-off exit on Interstate 80, and have an area about 3 miles in width, that is the Pella to I-80 corridor that we're currently in the process of studying. There's been a group over in Mahaska County called the East Central Iowa Transportation Coalition that's also looked at access for Oskaloosa area as well. And in trying to work together, what that group has also included is included the city of Pella in their studies. And what they have plans and thoughts on is a Pella connector over to State Highway 146 and 63. And once again, what was approved by council last night was just an amendment to our consultant's contract, and we're reclassifying contingency funds to take a look at that potential option that's being suggested by the East Central Iowa Transportation Coalition as we wrap up our I-80 study. So essentially, Shailen, what this is going to provide future councils is preliminary engineering on two different route options up to Interstate 80 and allow future councils to make the discretion at whichever option they choose going forward to make an informed decision, which is very, very important that we at least have all the facts on the table. And the reason this is necessary is when you look at the amount of employment from the Pella area and you start talking about access to Interstate 80 and working with other groups that are also interested in transportation issues. And the reality is, Shayla, nowadays to build projects, you have to work on a regional basis. It's important for us to be able to present all the facts on the table and say we've looked at all options for this area. And when you consider the manufacturing jobs in this area and what the employment base is, we need to make informed decisions. And that's what we're trying to do with that. So what was approved by council last night was a six-month extension for our consultants to get this project wrapped up, which is our current location study, and then also to take a look at alternative access over to 146 and document that as an appendix as a supplement to their primary recommendation, which will be going straight north to Pella. So once again, all we're trying to do is cover all our bases, and we reclassified this. It's important to note this additional work is not going to cost the city any more money. It's included already in this consultant's framework, and it was identified as contingency funds. So literally what we're doing is taking contingency funds of $15,000 to take a preliminary review of what is being suggested by the East Central Iowa Transportation Coalition as a potential option for Pella and do the preliminary engineering work on it. And council approved that last night, and hopefully 6 months from now, we'll be able to review the consultant's recommendation and have some facts on the table that takes a look at route options with the goal of allowing future councils the ability to make an informed decision when we talk seriously about taking the I-80 studies to the next level and working with regional partners. What this hopefully will do is get all the facts on the table and allow us not only to make a good informed decision for the city of Pella's needs, but also to work with our regional partners and going forward and making sure that we have all our bases covered.
All right, very good. Well, again, Mike, thank you so much for taking some time today and joining us. We appreciate it.
Once again, Shailen, thanks for having me today.
Again, that was our guest, Pella City Administrator Mike Nardini, on today's Let's Talk Pella.